This is episode 2115 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 6 of our series we've been exploring this week, all about the third yama from the ancient Indian sage Patanjali, who wrote a classic book, the Yoga Sutras. And in the book, he shares 5 yamas and 5 niyamas. We've been exploring the yamas. The yamas are a way to live correctly, to live mindfully in the moment. And we are exploring the third yama this week. The third yama has to do with non-stealing, and mostly in regard to how we live our modern life, we often let our negative thoughts steal away from our joy in the present moment. You might feel as though you're not enough. And imagine how much this robs you of the richness and joy and opportunities available in your life. So throughout this week, you've explored meditation techniques to help you release these negative thoughts, words, and actions that take away from the quality of your life. In today's episode, we are at the very end of our series, just one more day after today, and I like to share with you a way to layer together the different meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long so that you can see how to put these techniques together. In fact, when I meditate, I layer several techniques together. Meditation techniques, you might think, are not so necessary. But if you've ever tried to sit down, close your eyes, and instantly be transported into a state of stillness, you may realize it is a little more challenging than it looks. So, meditation techniques help you transition from whatever you were doing out there in the world to a state of inner stillness. So they help you become more interiorized, letting go of the distractions, and focus more on the mindful moment. So this is such a powerful way to live your life. Before I guide you to layer together the meditation techniques, I want to share with you another way to use these meditation techniques. They're very valuable in helping you reach that state of stillness as you meditate, but they're equally valuable as you go throughout your day, as you live your life off your meditation cushion or chair. One way to get the most out of your life and to drastically change your life is to plan it, to think about in the morning when you wake up the kinds of things you're going to face throughout your day. And when you think about, oh, I have to do this thing today, and you notice your thoughts spiral you downward to where you don't really have much ambition or motivation to do something that you are feeling resistant to doing, you could use a meditation technique to help uplift you. You could repeat an affirmation. You could do a breathing technique. You could do a mudra or a chakra focus or a visualization to uplift your spirits. Likewise, you might have something happening throughout your day that causes your emotions to spiral upward, Maybe it makes you incredibly anxious. You could do a meditation technique to calm you. And this is something you do before it even happens. It's how you start your day. You plan out what you would like to feel or experience during the different moments of your day, the good times and the bad times, and the support you'll need, and then what you will actually do to support yourself. So I had an MRI yesterday, and when I woke up in the morning, I thought about how anxious I was, because I'm very claustrophobic. And the MRI machine is so small. It's like you're going into this tube, and it's really loud as well. So I knew I might have some trouble. So I was visualizing myself and what I would do. And I decided that I would do a breathing technique. That didn't actually work out so well, because when I got into the machine, I had to actually inhale and hold my breath and then exhale. You're directed to do that at certain points. So I thought, okay, I can do a visualization. So I actually visualized myself looking into the eyes of someone who really is a big support of mine. And I felt really confident and reassured as I visualized myself looking into this person's eyes. It helped me tremendously. In fact, whenever I would find my focus going off and not visualizing this person's eyes, I immediately started to panic. So I would again focus on staring into this person's eyes. This is a wonderful way to use meditation techniques throughout your day-to-day life. And I want to share with you the wise words of another sage from India, Paramhansa Yogananda, who wrote the classic Autobiography of a Yogi. So this helps you to plan your life so that it isn't given away or stolen away by negative thoughts. He says, "Think and plan your life and see how you will change. Try constantly to improve yourself. Seek out good company, company that reminds you of your higher consciousness and of the noble things in life. Be conscious every day of how you are going to change your bad habits, how you are going to schedule your day, how you are going to hold your calmness. Start the morning in meditation. And after you have meditated, live your life to your best noble efforts. Determine to be better in every way each day. If you start in the morning and keep on working at trying to hold on to your calmness, or trying to put into effect some good habit that you want to acquire, when night comes, you can go to sleep knowing that you have put the day to good use." So I invite you to do this each and every day. Try it for just one day and see how much better your day goes. Now settle yourself down, and we'll layer together the meditation techniques. As you sit up straight with a straight spine, your eyes are gently uplifted. You begin to calm your mind and body. Know that, as always, the 30-minute full guided meditation experiences are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the full app for 2 weeks free. Now, as you inhale and exhale, bring to mind a thought that may be a repetitive thought you repeat often that is negative or causes you to feel hopeless or discouraged. Bring that to mind. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm, I am right here, right now. I am right here, right now. You may place your hand in the Prithvi Mudra, this week's mudra for tolerance, placing your middle finger downward into your palm, and then placing your thumb over your middle finger. Keeping your eyes gently uplifted, you can focus on feeling connected with the world around you and noticing any thoughts that steal away from you feeling connected. As you inhale, inhale a nice even breath and notice a thought you'd like to release. As you exhale, release this thought. Begin to let it go. You can continue this breathing technique, allowing your mind and body to calm down, meditating for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.